Hey everyone, it's me, Sassy Cat. So, last week I did my dinner guest, Boo. This week I was going to do poetry, but you know what? I'm not so much into poetry, and I don't write poetry. I love some poetry, just kind of picky about it all. But I am going to share a dinner guest, Boo, with you, and I hope you enjoy it. Here goes.
I like people that can talk well, and have some substance to them. So my first choice would be Springsteen. Not just because I've always loved his music, but his story from sort of rags to riches is an amazing one. And I've heard him interviewed on TV, and I love the way he talks with such sort of passion and sort of depth and knowledge about what he does. He's far more clever than people give him credit for. And obviously, you know, the writing and everything, I think I could listen to him for hours. And of course, if he wanted to give us a bit of a tune halfway through the evening, all the better for it. My second choice would be Muhammad Ali. Not that I'm into boxing, but if you want someone that's going to talk, I mean, who can talk better than him? I think he's a massive ego, he's a massive person in every way, and fascinating, because there's a lot more to him than just the boxing. His whole life story, again, would be an interesting one to listen to, and I think he'd be fun to have at a party. So he'd be my number two. Number three would be Leonardo da Vinci, simply because I've been involved with quite a lot of his bits and pieces lately, and the man's completely amazing. He was way, way ahead of his time with his designs for things like parachutes and tanks and flying machines and all those sorts of things. He was an amazing person when you think that he was living back in the 15th century. What I'd really like to do is to bring him forward now to see what we've done with the world, and to show him that he actually wasn't far off, you know, being amazingly clever with his designs, because what we've used now are still pretty much what he was looking at back then. Also like to get his views on art, because I'm sure he'd find it, a lot of artists would find it quite funny to see the reverence and the values of the things that they did, that maybe just a rough sketch or something for something they would do for later on, a drawing of a leg or an arm that Leonardo da Vinci did. It's probably going to be worth sort of £5 or £6 million now, so upwards of $10 million. And I think they would just find that very funny. So that's three. My last one, which I suppose I should have a woman, and it's actually one of the easiest one I've picked, would be you, because I find you totally fascinating. I can't think of anybody better to have at a party, because you're fun, you're intelligent, and you just get the place rocking. So what more could you ask from anybody at a party than to... and also you'd be interested in what the other people have to say, which is really important, I think, because a lot of people can talk, but they don't listen. Whereas I think you'd be amazing at that. I think you just take it all on board and soak it up and give it back. So they would be my four. But if you wanted to think about something else...
Okay, so there you have it. Now, do me a favor. Go to Riffzone 62 and leave him a message. And tell him that he should do some booze. Because he really doesn't sound that bad. He seems to think he has nothing to say, but I think he has plenty. Thank you, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bye.